Oasis Audio presents A Cousin's Prayer by Wanda Brunstetter. Read for you by Jill Schullabarger. Prologue. Katie Miller's stomach churned as she read the letter she'd just received from her cousin Lorraine. Dear Katie, Wayne and I will be getting married the last Thursday of April. I'd like you to be one of my attendants. Katie's heart pounded. There was no way she could go to her cousin's wedding, much less be one of her attendants. "Who's the letter from?" Katie's grandmother asked, taking a seat on the porch swing beside Katie.
"Lorraine, she's getting married in April, and she wants me to be one of her attendants."
Katie almost choked on the words.
"That's wunderbar. I'm sure you're looking forward to going."
Katie shook her head.
"I don't want to go."
"Think how disappointed Lorraine would be if you weren't at her wedding."
Katie's gaze dropped to the floor.
"I can't go back to Indiana, Grammy."
"Lorraine and Wayne have been through so much. Don't you want to be there to share in their joy?"
Katie shivered, despite the warm Florida breeze. If Timothy hadn't been killed on their way to Hershey Park last fall, she'd be planning her own wedding right now.
"Katie, did you hear what I said?"
Katie nodded, hoping she wouldn't give in to the tears pushing against her eyelids.
"If I hadn't freaked out about a bee in the van, Timothy, Paul, and Raymond would still be alive."
Katie drew in a shaky breath.
"Jolene wouldn't have lost her hearing either, and Wayne would still have both of his legs."
"You're not to blame, Katie. It was an accident. It might have happened even if you hadn't been afraid of the bee."
Grammy touched Katie's arm.
"You need to accept it and go on with your life."
I don't know if I can."
"Timothy wouldn't want you to continue grieving for him. He wouldn't want you to blame yourself for the accident."
"You've said that before."
"Then you ought to listen."
Grammy took hold of Katie's hand.
"Let's go inside so you can write Lorraine and let her know you'll be at the wedding."
I'm afraid to go. The thought of traveling alone scares me. I don't think I can deal with all the painful memories that are there."
"Will you go to Lorraine's wedding if I go with you?"
"What about Grandpa? Would he go too?"
Grammy shook her head.
"He has things to do here."
Katie couldn't imagine what things Grandpa would have to do. He was retired and spent a good deal of his time at the beach.
"What about it, Katie?" Grammy asked. "Will you go to the wedding if I go along?"
Katie sat for several seconds, thinking things through. Finally, she gave a slow nod. It would be easier going back to Indiana with Grammy along, and as soon as the wedding was over, they'd come back here.
Chapter 1.
"It sure is good to have you home," Katie's father said as they headed down the road in his buggy toward Uncle Amos and Aunt Priscilla's house. He glanced over at Katie and smiled. "Your ma'am said Lorraine was real pleased when she got your letter saying you'd be one of her attendants."
Katie clutched the folds of her dress as she stared out the window. She didn't know why she felt so edgy. She hadn't felt like this when she was in Florida. She'd been depressed after Timothy died, but not quivery inside the way she'd been since she'd climbed into Dad's buggy. She was grateful they didn't have far to go. Dad motioned to what was left of the barn they were passing.
"Take a look at the devastation from the tornado that hit this past winter. That terrible storm affected nearly everyone around these parts in some way or other."
"No one was killed, though, right?"
"No, but some were injured, and the damage was great. Many, like Wayne's folks, lost their homes, barns, and shops. It's a good thing the house Wayne started building before he lost his leg didn't sustain any damage from the tornado," Dad said. "Several of the men in our community finished it for him, and Wayne's folks have been living in it ever since."
"Will they continue living there after Lorraine and Wayne get married?" Katie asked.
Dad nodded. "At least until their own house is done."
Katie knew from some of the things Lorraine had said in her letters that she and Ada hadn't always gotten along so well. She wondered how things would be with them both living under the same...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?